my friends in Christ. I couldn't read that passage from Deuteronomy, today's first reading, without thinking of our Jewish brothers and sisters who are reeling from the unspeakable hate-inspired tragedy that occurred last weekend in Pittsburgh. Those familiar words from Deuteronomy, the so-called Shema Israel, are at the very heart of the Torah, the law of God. They are the most important prayer, the central creed, the pledge of allegiance, if you will, of every Jew. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Therefore, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Down through the centuries, right to this day, devout Jews have greeted each morning with those words and ended each day with them. And those 11 people so brutally shot down last Saturday would have prayed them that very morning. And no doubt, they would have been on their lips as they entered the synagogue for worship on that fateful Sabbath. And of course, we know that those same words were at the very heart of the faith and the prayer of Jesus. They were on his lips too, every day and many times a day, and they were deep in his heart. I couldn't help thinking of that this past Monday evening when I joined thousands, yes, thousands of people over at Temple Dehurst Sinai for an interfaith service of remembrance for the victims of the Tree of Life massacre. As I walked into the temple that evening and was warmly welcomed by my rabbi friends, I couldn't help but be struck by how closely linked in faith we are with our Jewish brothers and sisters. Our faith is nothing without theirs. We wouldn't have a faith without theirs. So how is it that anti-Semitism, in one form or another, has been such a constant among Christians down through the ages? This isn't the place to explore the causes. This is not a history class, but I do need to acknowledge the fact and to pose two questions. How can Christians possibly harbor hatred against Jewish people when we worship one and the same God? And how can such hateful sentiments still have any place in a civilized society, Christian or not? Those questions become even more pointed in light of the teaching of Jesus in today's passage from Mark's Gospel. When asked by a scribe, which was the first of all the commandments of the law? There were many. Jesus, not surprisingly, answered by quoting the celebrated passage from Deuteronomy that puts love of God before all else. And then he added words from the book of Leviticus, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." By linking those two commandments so closely, Jesus was saying that the two are really one. There simply cannot be love of God without love of neighbor. The first letter of John in the New Testament makes this teaching explicit. You know the passage. If anyone says, "I love God," but hates a brother or sister, he is a liar. For whoever does not love a brother or sister whom he sees cannot love God whom he does not see. This is the command we have from Jesus. Whoever loves God must also love his brother and sister. But we know all this, don't we? We know it well. And yet, there are times when we can piously protest our love for God while at the same time ignoring or neglecting or even despising our neighbor. And too often we fail to see how totally incongruous this is. That's the reality. And it's bad enough. But gone unchecked, this utterly irrational and contradictory separation of love of God from love of neighbor has, down through the ages, grown like a cancer and given rise to the kind of vicious anti-Semitism that led to the Holocaust and that reared its ugly head just last week in a synagogue in Pittsburgh. Whatever was in the twisted mind of that gunman did not come out of thin air. It didn't. It came from a whole sorry history of hatred for Jews that, sad to say, got its start within the Christian church. And these days it's getting fanned into flame by the hate speech, the fear-mongering, the out-of-control rhetoric that have become more and more a part of our national political discourse. And my friends, you know and I know that this is the absolute antithesis of our Christian faith. It is a flagrant denial of the teaching of Jesus. So important was that celebrated passage about love for God that Deuteronomy instructed the people to write it down, to wear it around their wrists like a bracelet, even to dangle it from their foreheads so that it would always be before their eyes. And they were also to place it at the doorpost of their homes where they could reverently touch it upon entering and leaving. Would that the two great commandments that Jesus gave us were as central to our faith life. Would that they were never far from us, always before our eyes, deep within our hearts. My friends, I find considerable irony in the fact that the name of the synagogue that was so cruelly targeted last Saturday morning was Tree of Life. Tree of Life. Tragically, the Tree of Life has been struck at the root. But we must not let that be the end of the story. We must, with every ounce of love, hope, wisdom, and resolve we can summon, plant new trees where life, not death, will get the last word.